Sheila's, written and read by Eliza Riley. Even though everyone in their photos from the mid-1800s looks super bored, there was actually heaps going on, like floggings, smallpox, and white people making new friends, then killing those friends on the front line of the frontier wars. Also, bushrangers. Australia was teeming with those bad boys of the bush, and quite frankly, we've had a real cultural stiffy for them ever since. These days, you can't throw a goon sack without hitting someone who wants to sit you down on a milk crate and tell you how fantastic bushrangers were. Australia has fallen in love with their masculinity, their ruggedness, and their audacity. Also, their headwear. If you close your eyes and picture an Aussie outback bushranger, you're probably seeing a grubby white dude in a tin helmet, a C-grade Johnny Depp impersonator who's been left out in the sun for too long. This iconic figure of Australian larrikinism has taken up a ton of our cultural identity, appearing in grand Hollywood films, novel after novel, and tattoos branded on the lower backs of at least 30% of our population. They even featured in the opening ceremony of the 2000 Olympic Games. An army of these dudes was chosen to visually represent how great we are as a nation, which, if you think about it, is a pretty scary choice for a sports carnival. This is a story about one of the last bushrangers and why she deserves to have her name up in lights in our country's bushranging hall of fame. She is proof that behind every great Aussie bushranging man, there is an even more badass bushranging Sheila, a bold Warramai woman. She was one of the few female First Nation bushrangers in Australian history. I could also tell you about bushranger Jessie Hickman, who ran away to the circus and murdered her husband when she was 16, but I have a strictly one bushranger per book rule. It's time for Marianne Bugg to be given the spotlight. Even though both her parents were alive back in her hometown of Gloucester, New South Wales, as a young girl, Marianne Bugg was sent to an orphanage. The aim was to prepare First Nations Australian children for a life of domestic service and to educate them in the rich cultural ways of white people. I assume she was taught subjects like true crime podcasts for beginners, how to speak over someone, and Can I Speak to the Manager 101. This Christian institution couldn't have done a worse job of raising a perfectly dutiful, God-fearing girl because they ended up producing one of the state's most dangerous outlaws,